Nolte, reports says CNN having ongoing conversations about Don Lemon's future. By John Nolte on February 20, 2023. The headline over at the far-left Daily Beast is about Don Lemon's Monday morning absence from his failed CNN morning show. As far as I'm concerned, the real headline is this beauty. There are ongoing conversations about Don's future. A person familiar with the matter told Confider. He is a constant distraction. Teehee. What? You mean Don's hoodie didn't transform a failed morning show into must-see TV? Newsflash, Lemon's career is over. Oh, sure, he might be brought back to CNN, even as early as Tuesday morning. But Don Lemon's overall career as a liar, propagandist, conspiracy theorist, credibly accused sexual assaulter, and fan of left-wing terrorists is over. Lemon was a total failure in prime time, and now the ratings for his morning show are at a 10-year low. Did I say teehee? Lemon's co-workers apparently hate him. It seems pretty obvious he hates his co-workers. This cannot continue. The only place left for Don Lemon at CNN is a place I like to call odd, or out the door. Think about it. If Lemon's unearned ego can't deal with co-hosts, and let me assure you that's his biggest issue with the utterly charmless Poppy Harlow and Nurse Ratched, how would he deal with yet another demotion as a CNN talking head or associate producer? No, sooner rather than later, Don Lemon is headed to ODDville. Then what? Is he going to do what his fellow CNN train wreck Chris Cuomo did and hitch his aging self to some obscure cable news network no one watches? Does even an obscure cable news network want to bring on a guy who failed upwards based on diversity hiring standards as opposed to merit? Does anyone want the headache of an oversized ego with absolutely no talent to back it up? Now we come to my favorite part of this glorious thought experiment. And that's what happens to CNN this morning after Don Lemon is gone. Here's how things will likely roll. Already CNN's Sarah Sidner is sitting in for Don Lemon during his ahem time off. So, because CNN will always be knoll and CNN chief Chris Licht is a cuck boy, Sidner will likely be brought on permanently. And then we get to the best part, CNN this morning will be sold to the public as a woman show, which nobody cares about except those who live in the woke bubble. And there aren't enough of those, which means the ratings will continue to be dreadful, which means more lulls for you and for me. Morning shows that work have a very definite pattern. And that pattern is based on thousands of years of human nature. People want an easygoing show with attractive male and female co-hosts who deliver an effortless chemistry in the morning. Viewers want banter, to know what's going on, to feel like they are spending time with friends, and to be sent off to their day with a smile instead of stress. This isn't difficult to figure out. Human nature is human nature. But still, the woke Nazis at CNN will try to defeat human nature with the all-female Ghostbusters version of a morning show populated with two extremely unlikable co-hosts, and it will go down in flames. What CNN this morning needs is a big slab of man meat and a lovely slice of cheesecake who do not take themselves seriously. Thank heaven this will never happen, because if it did, CNN might succeed at something which would strip an angel of his wings. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.